You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I feel like a lot of people in the social media world are a little confused on everything going on here. So really quick, let me introduce Slapman. Everyone recognizes you from the Logan Paul videos, but unfortunately, Logan Paul apparently has backed out of this upcoming fight 12 hours out. What the is going on, man? Slap, update us here, man. His manager's Mike, who's from here in Connecticut, and I'm pulling his screenshot up. Why don't you update everyone on what happened here?
Yeah, that guy's garbage. He needs to get rid of that dude, Mike. He's a scumbag.
What exactly happened? I'm reading a couple of the tweets here, and Mike was even bringing up something on the beach. Like, imagine your girl asking you on the beach, why? Says, imagine me in Miami with this girl yelling at me to come take a shot and get ready, trying to get slapped for cash to do an interview. What happened there? Like, what's going on? Why do you think Logan backed out of this? Do you think he was scared? What do you think was going on here? What the hell's going on?
I think he was scared to get hit. I'm a heavyweight, so I hit hard. And the minute something would have connected with him, I would have broke something. I guarantee you that.
Listen, Eddie.
His ego and some bones.
Listen, Eddie. I've trained with Slap for Cash before. I've held the bag for Slap for Cash before. This fucking guy hits harder than any super heavyweight I've trained with. Real talk. There's videos of this guy online benching like 450 pounds or some crazy shit. This isn't just some fat guy looking for clout. This guy has skills, man. They better do their fucking research. And I think that's maybe why he backed out. Maybe they did a little research and realized that this isn't just some normal guy walking down the street looking to fight. This guy's been around, man. This is real shit.
Slap, I gotta ask you, man. I mean, why do you think Logan isn't taking this fight with you?
He's afraid that I'm gonna hurt him.
Honestly, what do you think would happen? I mean, before we talk about anything else, what do you think would happen if you guys actually fought? Because I heard some rumors, man, that celebrity boxing was, you know, trying to set this up on a bigger stage. Well, give us a little history on that. Like, what were you guys actually trying to set up here to go down?
They offered that fucking kid $1 million and he wouldn't take
it.
Wow. They turned it down. And he wouldn't take it. Come on, man. You can knock me out for $1 million. I'll step in that motherfucker right now.
I'll let
now.
You fuck my mom for $1 million.
Right.
Like, honestly, yeah. Man, like, who wouldn't take that money? So what would happen if you went there right now? This was on celebrity boxing, because, you know, I follow UFC. I went to broadcasting school. I know how big these things can be. And with Logan Paul and everything that he did last year with KSI, I'm sure that you guys kept up on it. I mean, there's money to be made here. Why wouldn't you do it unless you're scared of making this happen? You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason Logan shouldn't have made this happen, especially if there's $1 million on the line. The only thing I could think of. Because you know what people are saying online. So, what is your response?
He's scared to fight. He's scared to get hit by a real man, a real heavyweight. He's never in his life has he been hit by somebody who hits as hard as me.
12 hours notice.
Put him down first round. He won't last a round.
Can I
literally
say?
He made a video saying, "Come to my backyard. Come to my backyard, and I will rip your fucking head off, dude." But if I made a video like that, I'm willing to show up in my backyard in sandals to fight somebody. I don't care if they show up at 2 a.m. when I'm not ready. If I make a video like that, 12 hours notice, you back out over an interview that ain't going to take more than an hour fucking long, you're a fucking pussy, bro.
No, listen, I got to say this, because this would be on everyone's mind. I mean, a guy your size facing a guy like Logan's size, I mean, there's not even a question about it. Like, it doesn't even seem fair. So
he's a big guy. Logan's a big kid, though.
Is he? So for everybody listening, Well, what is Logan like in person? How big is he?
No, he's not. Trap's never seen him. He's 190 pounds. He's not big at all.
Hey, I'm trying to hype it up, bro. Leave me alone.
So he's 190. How much do you weigh, Slap?
I'm 350.
He's at least 300 pounds. No, I'm just playing.
I'm 350, 6'2". He's a little YouTube kid, 190 pounds. He doesn't belong in the ring with me. Go fight Deji. You don't deserve this fight, scumball.
Now, Slap, can you give everybody that may not be familiar a little history about yourself before this all got matched up? Like, what is your background? How did you get involved in what you're famous for? How are you famous for this?
Slap for cash. We gave people money, and then we slapped them. Most people we slapped got knocked out. It's just a thing, and it spread through the internet, and they asked me to come down and help that kid, and it spread like a wildfire from there, and things went downhill. He started talking about me. I started talking about him, and I said, "Hey, man, I'm not with this childish game. Let's get in the ring and find out what's going to happen."
Slap,
I wanted to hit him. I didn't care about winning or losing. I didn't care about clout chasing or clout farming. Yeah. I just wanted to hit him, and I wanted to hit him hard and show him the power and get some respect, because I feel like he doesn't respect me, so I wanted to show that kid dad versus son, Hollywood versus the hood, and see what's going to happen. And he backed out.
Does that bother you, Slap? Because, like, anyone that watches his videos in response to this of him not taking this fight, I mean, it's so disappointing. And he was all there saying, "Oh, you got your fame, you got your clout." You're saying here right now, "I'm not about that." What is this about to you to do this? What is this really about?
If it was about clout, I wouldn't have turned down Drama Alert.
Yes. Let's talk about that really quick. What happened there? Because Drama Alert's one of the most famous drama channels out there. What happened?
I'm trying to see if Trap Gambino's going to hit a jackpot over here.
Sorry, I was putting it in the wrong hole. I've had that problem before.
Hey, I turned down Drama Alert because I turned down Drama Alert because I didn't like the way they asked me for the interview. Keemstar has this guy working for him named Josh, and the guy's just really arrogant, rude, disrespectful, so you need to get rid of that guy because he's the reason why I turned Drama Alert down for that interview. And I never asked them for an interview like they said. They asked me for the interview. Mike called me 12 times from Miami. "Man, can you do the interview? Can you do the interview?" I'm like, "Why? Why would I do the interview with you?" And he's like,
"Mike's
he goes, "You're going to be on Drama Alert. You get millions of views." I said, "This ain't about that, man. I don't want to do no interview with Drama Alert."
I think that shows a lot about you, man, because obviously everyone knows what Drama Alert is. But for you to be like, "All right, I'm not getting the respect back," that shows that you have the MMA mentality, that Muay Thai mentality, that boxer mentality of first, that gangster mentality. You show me respect, I'll show you respect. What exactly was he saying that really turned you off?
Yeah, exactly. It is a respect thing. And if they would have showed a little bit of courtesy, a little bit of respect, I wouldn't have mind doing an interview with them. But it's how they came about it.
So honestly, man, Mike, he's a great guy, but did you meet him in person? What was he like? And going back and forth with the text messages, let me pull the text messages up right here, because he even spoke with, matter of fact, guys, let me play this short clip that Slap sent me for all of you guys on Impulsive. And I'm going to say this, I want to get this out there right now. I've been following Logan and Jake for a while. They're so entertaining. Everything that they got going on, this is so exciting. I got nothing against any of them, but I thought that this was very, very interesting. This little clip right here with Mike and his friend. I forgot his friend's name. How did this all come about? Like, you didn't know who Logan Paul was? How? Like, how did this come about?
I don't know who Logan Paul is. I live in a realistic world, not a YouTuber world. First off, I don't care who Logan Paul is. There's beef. I want to settle it. He doesn't want to settle. He wants to settle it on Twitter. He wants to settle it on Twitter, Instagram. He wants to settle it on social media. I want to settle in real, live, person boxing ring. Let's go, fool. Let's go.
Right.
I'm not about this. In my time we show up to your fucking door and handle business. In his day and age, they get on Twitter and Instagram and want to hype up a fight just to get a little bit of clout, that he's the clout chaser. I turned down Drama Alert. If I was so hype on clout, I would have took their damn interview. I turned
right. that
down.
Clout chasing shit pisses me off.
We're ready to fight. We ain't about this damn social media BS, man. Get in the ring and stop being a fucking pussy.
Now, he said that he had a Forbes interview. What did you see? How did you feel when you found out that he had a Forbes interview? And what did you see to make you feel some type of way?
How long does a Forbes interview take? Seriously.
One of my friends,
cameras, you do the interview, can't be no more than 2 hours fucking long, man.
Well, one of my friends sent me a screenshot of his story that day, and it was from, he was sitting somewhere in his house and took a picture of his dog, so he had enough time to do that. And a girl had posted a video of boxing him in his yard, which you can find on YouTube, I guess. And a fan actually sent me that. They're like, he don't have time to fight you, but he's sparring some girl in his yard. And I'm like, you know, and then on top of that, he said his finger was broke. Well, which is it, man? Just say you don't want to fight. You don't have to make up lies, because we're all going to find out eventually. You're just scared, just like you were scared to get in the Russian slap contest that I tried to help him get ready for.
There's a million plus people, probably multiple millions, a few million people that actually want to see this go down. If you could fast forward 4 weeks from now, how is this going to be settled? What do you want to happen now that it can't do on the date that you guys wanted it to go down? What do you want to happen? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, there's no thinking, there's no one. I already agreed to the 18-ounce boxing gloves and the big-ass headgear that we were going to put on. So I agreed to that, and then all of a sudden he didn't want me to come back in his backyard. I said, I'll take two corner men back there. I agreed to only take two people while he's going to have 70 people surrounding me watching this match, because I'm a boss. I was going to go back there and handle business. But when he seen I was ready, he wasn't ready. He decided to drop out, because first round he was going to get his ass knocked out.
All right, I got to bring this up, because I feel like I know exactly why he doesn't want this to go down. I feel, obviously, anyone in the MMA world will know, if you hit this guy, he's gonna go down. And anything that happened in the past or whatever, you want to clear all that up. So I've seen his brother's videos of him boxing this guy, that guy. They wouldn't post it if they were the ones getting knocked out. If you knocked him out, do you think he would post that video, or do you think he would hide from it?
I think he would hide. He wouldn't post it. Also, they said, I can't have no cameramen in there with me. So ooh. I know for a fact, we went back there and actually did this match, which is stupid, because Damon from Celebrity Boxing offered him $1 million. So why wouldn't he fight for money?
Yeah,
one.
Right?
Two, he doesn't want to live stream it. And three, he decided ooh. To back out, and he doesn't want to accept this, because no matter what, nobody wants to get knocked out by the fat man. And it's the fat man, baby. It's the fat guy of the year. And it's going to happen, Logan. You might as well just say, hey, I don't want to fight him. I'm scared, you know? He's got his dad and his manager or his babysitter, Mike, getting on and responding to me. Logan, just hit me up direct and just tell me you're scared, bro. I'll leave you the fuck alone.
Listen, why do you think he won't allow you guys to bring your own cameraman? Why do you think he won't allow you to bring to be on live stream? I mean, that would bring in a lot of revenue, a lot of views, a lot of quote unquote clout. Why is that? Is it because everything that the Paul brothers do is fake? I've heard from his
all manipulated.
I've heard from his old managers, and we don't even got to name names here, but I've heard them on plenty of shows with, you know, even talk with Shane Dawson, No Jumper, all those guys. Why is that? Is it because everything that they do, like Trap just said, is manipulated? Is everything they do fake? Well, what is your response here?
They pull up on people all the time. They pull up on Soldier Boy. They pull up. It's always something. Logan's pulling up on somebody. But when does he actually fight somebody? What, he fought one gamer? That was probably staged, because it was a tie. What the hell goes into a boxing ring and it's a tie? You ain't gonna
everything they post is manipulated.
You ain't gonna go into a ring with me and have a tie, because I'm gonna knock your ass out, Logan. That's why you don't want to do it. That's why you don't want to allow me to have no cameraman. That's why you only want me to have two corner men. I mean, come on, man.
Look at the last boxing match he had. Look at the last boxing match he had.
That's what I'm gonna bring up, Trap. That's exactly what I'm gonna bring up. Did you see the fight with him and KSI? I mean, That was amazing, man. They probably brought in more views than UFC could have that weekend, just on YouTube. What did you think about that fight? And if you had anything positive to say about Logan's fighting skills in that fight with KSI, what would it be?
Slap, you go first.
One positive, one negative. What would you say about that fight he had with KSI?
Let's hear the positive. Let's hear the positive. There ain't no motherfucking positive. This guy's getting his ass whooped. He steps into the ring with my man. Period.
That's how he's going down.
Evil Eddie, he keeps his hands down too much to fight me. He'd have to have his hands up at all times, because if he slips one time, he's going to get fucking wrecked.
Now, Trap, can you name one positive thing about Logan's fighting skill?
He's got some pretty teeth, but they ain't gonna last too long. He steps in the ring with my boy.
Now, honestly, man, let's go back to the question, because I didn't get you to answer this. If we could fast forward 4 weeks, how is this issue resolved?
Say that again.
How is this issue resolved? Like, what would you want to happen? I mean, are you guys going to aim to get this going? Are you going to try to get another date? How do you resolve this? How do we get to the bottom of it?
If he's ready to set another date up with me, I'll give him one more chance. His brother's out in Vegas right now proposed to his fiance, okay? I could have pulled up on his brother.
Whoa, slap. Tana?
Yeah.
He asked Tana to marry him?
Yeah, in Vegas.
No way. There's no way. They've been dating for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's another.
I can't believe people give a fuck about that.
It's another publicity stunt, guys. Another publicity stunt, clout chasing motherfuckers.
Now we see that all the time in the music industry with Lil Xan and everything. But
Eddie,
yo.
They're not clout chasers, they're clout farmers, man. They got clout everywhere.
Absolutely. And we ain't clout chasers, we're nerd bashers. This is real shit. We're real gangsters. We ain't fucking YouTubers coming around here looking for clout. This is real shit, man.
This is hood versus Hollywood. This is the hood versus Hollywood, baby.
So, really quick, last question to you before we end this. I gotta ask this one last thing. Make your statement. Call Logan Paul out right now. What is your call out to him to make something go down right now within the next month? Go, rip.
Hey, Logan Paul, if you're not a little bitch, let's reschedule and fucking do this for real.
Don't be a sissy, brother. It's only a matter of time. He's going to haunt you forever, man.
All right, I want to thank you guys so much. Really quick, before we let you go, man, where can everybody find you on social media if they want to give you a follow? Do you have a YouTube channel? Where can everybody get a hold of you and go support you and get this thing to go down?
I do have a Slap for Cash YouTube channel. I also have a Instagram, Slap for Cash. I haven't been on Twitter in a long time, but I do have these nerds trolling me, so I had to get one and respond back to them. But mainly on Instagram, Facebook, Rick Royce, Rick R-O-Y-C-E, but mainly Instagram at Slap for Cash, Slap F-O-R Cash.
And for me, the main thing is follow Slap for Cash, Google Slap for Cash, blow that shit up. Let's make Logan Paul's nightmares come true. Let's blow his ass up until he accepts this fucking fight. And follow me, Strapping Over Vegas, on Instagram.
Eddie, real fast, he said he's the fastest YouTuber. He's the fastest YouTuber, and he'll bet $100,000 on it. Yeah, to run from a fight, bro.
The fastest to run from a fight, that's for sure.
Now, one last question. You would do this for free, right? You don't even need money. You want to do this for free.
I don't need no clout. I'm not a clout farmer. I'm not a clout chaser. I don't need no money. I will knock you down on the ground, and you will respect Slap for Cash.
Thank you guys so much. That's the perfect way to end it right here, guys. Make sure to go follow him. Go throw some hype towards this. This has to go down. There's no way this can't go down. It makes no sense why they can't have their own cameramen there, why they can't have people live streaming. Does that not tell you everything that the Paul brothers do is fake? Then I don't know what to tell you. You live in a fantasy world. Slap, Trap, thank you guys so much. God bless. Good luck. And let's get them, boys. There we go. That's it. just like, how do you not want, how, that does not make sense to you. You're a YouTuber. You want your own cameraman. But you don't want Slaps cameraman then? You don't want to do this live? And I do understand that you did do the KSI boxing match. Listen, man, I support everything the Paul brothers do. I'm excited about this. I want this to happen. Everyone was looking forward to this to happen. I reached out. I've known his manager for a long time now, Trap. And this kind of just like fell into my lap. And I was like, holy shit. This fight's not happening? I watch Impulsive all the time. Listen, watch. I'm going to pull up my iTunes in case you guys want to call me out right now. I'm going to pull up my my iTunes account right now. And I'm going to show you. I listen every week to the Paul brothers. Mike is from right here in Connecticut. I have the same backstory as Mike, escaping the, not escaping, but really just crawling away from the battle of addiction. It's so inspiring. I enjoy these guys. I enjoy their flat earth thing. But it's just crazy to not make this happen. Now, Jake is going to get engaged to Tana. And I just listened today, or Wednesday, yesterday, to Impulsive. And they just dropped a message to Jake and Tana on Impulsive, episode number 93. If you guys haven't listened to the podcast, go check it out because it's so entertaining. All of this is entertaining. I'm not trying to pick one side. I'm not trying to pick that side. All I want to do is just be entertained, just like all of you guys here. So make sure you guys go follow Logan Paul's podcast, Impulsive, the number one podcast on earth, as Logan would say. And honestly, guys, subscribe right here at Pure Evil MMA. I am using my webcam right now. I do have a better cam, but it wasn't going through because of Skype and everything. It was a mess. Skype just really shut down on me tonight. Really frustrating, so we got a little low quality here. But subscribe on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube, Periscope, Podomatic, like anywhere. I mean, I'm sure there's a porn video on Pornhub or something of me. I mean, I'm all over the place. No, I'm just kidding. But listen, guys, this has to go down. Make sure to tweet about it. Make sure to hype this up. Tell Logan, why are you running, bro? Why are you running? We don't need no money. We don't need no clout. We just want to watch it. We just want to watch it. As for Keemstar, man, Keemstar, keep doing what you're doing. I'm a huge fan of your show. And listen to what he said. Listen to what Slap said. I mean, in the MMA world, if you're talking to athletes, they want respect. They're not into all this trolling or being aggressive or the drama of it all, which obviously gets clicks, right? But this is behind the scenes. You shouldn't have people harassing others that you're trying to get on your show or whatever. I don't know the entire backstory, but from what Slap just said there, it should be a red flag for you, man. And I love everything that you're doing. The whole thing on FoozyTube was fucking amazing, man. So keep everything up going on. As for your fans, man, I got a little trolled today. A little trolled for representing that we're going to have this interview on the show. But Keem, you've done it. Shane Dawson's done it. No Jumper's done it. All of these YouTubers in the past have done it. Shane has even talked about it. When you're growing in the scene, sometimes you got to do stuff like that. You want me to tweet to people that have nothing to do with the situation? No, I'm going to tweet people that have directly everything to do with the situation. That's the social media universe, right? As OJ Simpson, the Twitter world, that's the Twitter world. All right, guys, I'm Evil Eddie from Pure Evil MMA, pureevilmma.com for all your latest MMA news and interviews. Remember, without evil, there's no purity. White knuckles to the end. Pay yourselves.